Today is Thursday, coming up in 4 days. Of course, it's Memorial Day, Monday the 25th. And as part of our special programming on WCHL, we are going to have a special broadcast from 3 to 6 during our usual afternoon news time of a national program that is Memorial Day themed, that is designed and put together by the Fisher House Foundation, which is a terrific organization. There are 65 Fisher House homes across the country that help veterans and their families in need. Joining us now on the phone to talk a little bit about it is the Vice President of Programs and Community Relations at the Fisher House Foundation, Mr. Derek Donovan. Derek, thank you for joining us today.
Aaron, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So for people who don't know, and up until fairly recently, I was one of them, what is the Fisher House?
Well, Fisher House can best be compared to Ronald McDonald Houses, but instead of for the families of children who are hospitalized, it's a home for the families of veterans at VA medical centers and the families of our wounded, injured, and ill service members at DOD hospitals.
And
it's a place that families can stay when their loved ones are hospitalized, and there's no charge to stay there.
And there are 65 homes all across the country, including one here near us in Fayetteville down in Fort Bragg. How did this, it's celebrating its 25th anniversary this year, how did it get started?
Well, you know, there's a family in New York City, Fisher family. One of them, the patriarch, Zachary Fisher, and his wife, Elizabeth, always had a great appreciation for what the military did. Zach wasn't able to serve in World War II. He is 4F, and so he said, well, I guess I'll just make millions of dollars in the construction business. And his way of giving back and his appreciation for the military was he wanted to do something tangible. He wanted to do something for the families. And he came across the idea of Fisher Houses and built the first one at the Bethesda Naval Hospital back in 1990, and now it's 25 years and 65 houses later, and those houses have provided over 5.8 million nights of lodging in those 25 years.
That's really incredible, and all from the inspiration of one individual who made this happen. And one of the cool facts about Zachary Fisher, I'm looking at some details here. When he passed away in 1999, the U.S. Armed Forces officially made him an honorary veteran. The only other person they've done that for is Bob Hope. So it's that level, which is really significant.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And there in the Pentagon, they have a display, and on one side of the hallway is the Bob Hope display, and on the other side facing it is the Zach Fisher display. It's a very cool place if you ever get to the Pentagon.
We're speaking with Derek Donovan at the Fisher House Foundation, and you mentioned the primary way that the Fisher House helps military veterans and their families, housing them as they're going through hospital treatment. How else does the Fisher House help?
Well, we've got a couple other programs. We have a program called Hero Miles that the American public can donate their frequent flyer miles to us, and then we're able to get tickets, airline tickets, with those frequent flyer miles and get the families to those hospitals where their loved ones are hospitalized. And so that not only do they save the money that they'd have to shell out for the airline tickets, but then they have a place to stay when they get on the other side. And oftentimes they're not thinking about either of those things. All they know is their loved one is sick or wounded, and they just need to get there. And so it just takes a great load off their mind, and they can just help that loved one heal.
And if you're interested in learning more about the Fisher House, by the way, if you're a veteran, if you're a family member of a veteran, if you're just interested in learning more and helping out the cause, fisherhouse.org is the website. So go there and check it out. And coming up on Memorial Day, we're going to air a program called A Hero's Best Medicine. This is going to be from 3 to 6 on Memorial Day Monday. And part of this is going to feature a segment that I had the honor to help out with from the Marathon Jam, which you may remember if you're listening out there. We talked to John Santa of the American Legion. The American Legion hosted this 12-hour jam session for musicians. Anyone who wanted to come by and sit in a big circle and just play music as long as you wanted for 12 hours. And money was raised through that marathon jam that went to the Fisher House. So that's going to be one of the segments there. And it's a really, really terrific event and a cool segment. I'm looking forward to actually hearing it. But what else, Derek, is going to be featured in Here Is Best Medicine?
Well, it has some great vignettes. It has a couple of stories by the families who have stayed at Fisher Houses, and really just talks about what it meant to them to have loved ones nearby. And sort of the slogan for the Fisher House Foundation is "Families' love is best medicine," mm-hmm. and we kind of believe that families' love is good medicine. We get either in the military or the VA, we really do get some excellent world-class health care. But sometimes you need to have family nearby when you're healing, and that's what the Fisher House does. But the Hero's Best Medicine just has some wonderful stories in it. And we also wanted to give you an afternoon off, Aaron, so that you could celebrate Memorial Day. But you mentioned the Marathon Jam, and what a great story the Marathon Jam. It wasn't just this year. I mean, they've been doing it for years. John Santa is amazing. And he's actually kind of franchised it, if mm-hmm. you will, and they do them all around the country. But the mothership, as we like to refer to it, is right there in North Carolina. And, you know, you get a guy like John Santa and a young lady like Willow Dragon who are mm-hmm. playing music for 12 hours straight, and you just got to love their names as well as the music and all they do for our military families. And that's just a great event every year.
And I love talking with John Santa. I had a chance to talk with him at the Marathon Jam and a couple of times here on the air, and he's just such a great person and a great personality and someone who you would just sort of expect if he starts something like this, it's going to catch on and it's going to turn into something big. And in this case, it really deserved to catch on and turn into something really big, and I'm just so happy that it did.
Yeah, the passion that man's got is unrivaled. He's mm-hmm. awesome.
Absolutely. Well, you're going to hear about that more on Memorial Day. I think it's the end of the first hour, I believe, if I remember right, of the three-hour show. But the whole thing is going to air from 3 to 6 p.m. on Monday. So tune into WCHL and listen to that. Find out more about the Fisher House, all of the families that they help, all of the veterans that they help, of which, again, there are tens of thousands, if not more. Derek, thank you for joining us. Is there anything else that people ought to know about the Fisher House or about the Memorial Day special before we let you go?
Well, Aaron, you talked about our website. It's got a lot of great stories, and you can kind of get a more visual picture of what a Fisher House is and mm-hmm. what it does at www.fisherhouse.org. But, you know, on a Memorial Day, we always sort of think about the fallen and those that have gone before us. But for all of those fallen, they've also left somebody behind, and it's the families that are so often left behind. And that's what Fisher House does, is try to remember and bring honor and respect to those families. So as we celebrate Memorial Day, it's just a good day to think about the families.
Again, celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. They just opened their 65th home last week in Camp Pendleton, California. There's one down in Fort Bragg in Fayetteville. So if you're listening out there, if you are a veteran or a family member and you need help along those lines, hospitalization or anything like that, you can get in touch with the Fisher House, too, fisherhouse.org. Derek, thank you so much.
Aaron, thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. And again, that special is going to air at 3 o'clock on Monday, Memorial Day, 3 to 6 p.m., and you'll hear some segments in there about Chapel Hill as well, that Marathon Jam, which was a couple of months ago.